Hi, good morning. This is Tina with Family First Care.
Hi, Tina. This is Deborah Bogner, Jean Luna's daughter.
Yes.
I think you left me a message, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I was just reaching out because we do have someone if you are still looking for a caregiver.
Okay, can you give me some information? Like, I've had such bad luck lately trying to get somebody and them to stay or whatever. But can you just give, can you tell me who it is and can I do a meet and greet?
Sure, okay. So her name is Yapning Tang, okay? Let me pull up her profile. Hold on one moment. Okay, she's an active caregiver with us, which means that we've worked with her in the past, so that's always good because we know that she's reliable. And she is ready to start. She doesn't have any more paperwork to complete, so it would really be about getting an authorization to make it happen. She's older, she's not young, she's in her 40s, 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see if I have any more information here. I can ask our staffer, Sarah, to see if she knows any more information on this caregiver in particular.
Is she local, do you know?
Oh, let me pull
to
up
Harleysville.
So she lives in Telford.
I think that's local.
Yeah, I can put them both in the maps and see how far they are. Here we go. It's only an 11-minute drive, so I would say it's pretty local.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so we would just call her to finalize, confirm 100% that she's interested. If that's the case, would you like to schedule an in-person interview?
I would. I would love to. Yes, I would like to schedule one.
Okay, great. So what is your availability?
I'm there tomorrow. I don't know if tomorrow's too soon for you.
Tomorrow's fine, just for the interview, but we can't start services until we get the authorization.
No, that's all right. Yes, I agree with that. I agree with that. Not only that, but I'm under contract with, I think, Anchor, so I have to switch you. The waiver coordinator would switch you over, which you pretty much guys take care of that kind of, and they just...
Yeah.
Confirm
yeah,
with me,
it's
right?
It's mostly the insurance. Yeah, we'll give them all our information, and then once they confirm with you, they'll know where to send it.
Okay, sounds good.
Tomorrow, what time?
I probably won't get there until about 12. I don't know if that's a problem or not. Anytime after 12.
Tomorrow, anytime after 12. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to give her a call.
Okay. Good.
Yes, and I'll finalize these details with her. Is there anything else you'd like her to know before she comes
you
over?
You guys already know we're I'll just tell you we are approved for 28.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty flexible. I would like to do four times seven, if that's okay with her. Four times seven. Keep one day for me. I'm sorry, because I need it for doctor's appointments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my goal. Hopefully Tuesday would be mine, and if she would do the other four during the week. Does that work?
Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, like 9 to whatever. It just has to be the 28 hours.
Right. Okay.
9 times, I guess, 7, right? So 7 hours.
Yes.
But I'm flexible. I can be flexible, too.
Okay.
Ideally
around 9 to 4, but if she's available later or earlier, then we can work with that as well.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I can work with things.
Okay,
I just, Okay. Wow. And can you give me her name again?
Yes, her first name is Yanping. That's Yanping. And the last name is Tang, Tang.
You know, can I just tell you, and I'm talking to, who am I talking to again?
Tina? Tina. Yes.
Tina. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tina, can I tell you that there is someone else? Oh, is this the one that's, oh, there is another woman that is in the same building that my mother lives in. And mm-hmm. So I'm just curious if this is the same person. I thought her name was Helen, but I'm not sure.
I don't believe so because this woman lives 11 minutes away. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the addresses don't prove that. Yeah, but if that woman in your building is interested in signing up.
No, I think she already has somebody, but that's how I kind of like got you guys, got your name and got the book.
Oh, yeah, she does have a patient in the same building, actually. I see right here.
Yeah.
So that's convenient. She can go from one to the other.
Oh, this lady already has somebody.
She has someone in the building, yes. She has another woman.
I wonder if it is the same lady. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you very much. Please do a meet and greet. And if you want, you can call me. I have to go somewhere very soon, and I won't be able to pick up again until about 12.
Okay, so I can give you a call at 12. That's fine.
Okay, yes. Thank you very much. A little bit after 12, sorry.
Okay, that's all right.
Just give me a little bit of time.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay.